Hi, welcome to Extra Time. I'm John Raymond, web editor for sport here at The National. I'm joined today by Paul Radley, our ace rugby writer, ace UAE rugby writer. He's with me to tell us a little bit about Dubai Sevens, which just happened this weekend. We're going to wrap it up here. Thanks for joining me, Paul.
Good to speak to you again, Johnny.
Let's just start with the most obvious thing. South Africa winning the World Series leg. This is the second leg in the World Series, or this was the second leg in the World Series. Just give us your impressions of them and what it means for the broader World Series tour.
Well, yeah, I thought they were absolutely top class, to be honest. I've been watching covering Sevens for a long time now, and I can't remember ever seeing quite as dominant a performance as that. Certainly not in the final, where they beat Australia side, who were probably a little bit surprised to be there themselves, although they played very well on the second day. South Africa just blew them away. It really, I'd say, set down a marker for the rest of the World Series teams. New Zealand have been a little bit off form for the first two rounds of the World Series. Fiji are leading the series because they won the first tournament in Gold Coast and then finished third here in Dubai, and they still look brilliant. Somehow they lost their semi-final to Australia when they were well ahead in it, but Fiji and South Africa really leading the field at the moment. Both of them looked excellent. They're fantastic to watch. It was a really good sport.
Now, there were also a lot of very interesting things happening in the domestic tournaments. I don't know if people quite realize this when they first go there, but there's, you know, 17 different tournaments encompassing, you know, outside the World Series, a lot of local rugby going on. The most prominent of which was probably Abu Dhabi Harlequins winning the title for, is that International Open Men, or what was that again?
The Gulf Men's League.
Gulf Men's League,
they won,
yeah.
After just years of Jebel Ali Dragons dominating that tournament, Abu Dhabi Harlequins won it in quite emotional circumstances this year. It was fantastic, really, for the club. All the players in their squad have a backstory to them, but the overriding theme of the whole weekend was the fact they were trying to win it for Mike Ballard, who's a player who played for them up until last year, and in the final of the West Asia 15s tournament that we have over here, sort of the main showpiece tournament, he broke his back in a tackle, and he's been in a wheelchair ever since. And this was the first time he's flown. He had an operation here in Abu Dhabi when it happened, and then was flown back, sort of emergency, back to his home in Michigan in America. And this was the first time he'd flown again since then. He'd planned his rehab so that his only break in his rehab coincided with this weekend, because he wanted to come and support his former teammates, and he was there, and they did it for him. It was fantastic.
And that's basically the whole spirit of the weekend, isn't it? You know, there's obviously the very big World Series, which takes a lot of the prominence, but as far as the Dubai event itself is concerned, I feel like, and you wrote a lot of stories that touched on this, that it's mostly about these local stories and the backstories behind a lot of these teams showing up.
Yeah, totally right. I actually spoke to the America coach who you and me were just talking about before the podcast started. He's been coming here for 20 years. He won it. He was the coach when England won it for the first time. England, the most well-supported team at the tournament. When England won it for the first time 10 years ago, he was coach then, and still the coach when they won it a year later. And he said before this weekend started that he was so happy to be back here, because he says that for purists of rugby, this is the best tournament you can go to anywhere in the world, because of the fact there's 224 invitational teams as well as the men's and women's World Series teams. So the atmosphere it retained in it is still the old amateur feel to it, yet the standard of all those matches is really high. And yeah, Mike Ballard himself said that it's just the community of rugby that come out for this weekend and make stories like that. In actual fact, there's another team who are raising money for the Mike Ballard Foundation, Speranza 22. The Speranza 22 reached the final of the International Open, which is the third tier tournament. So the World Men's, the International Invitational, and then the third level down is the International Open. And so it's a really high standard of tournament. And these lads are just old mates who lived in Abu Dhabi for a while they were teenagers. And they got a reunion side together because their very good friend, Marcos Brands, had passed away last year in an air crash. And they somehow, even though they've jetted in from all points of the globe, reached the final of this tournament. And then, sadly, they just lost out to the second half comeback by a very, very good side when they were down to six men because somebody had gone into the sin bin. But that would have probably been an even bigger fairy tale story than the Abu Dhabi Harlequins one, actually, had they pulled it off.
There was also a couple big stories that kind of touched on the growth and development of Emirati participation in the sport. You mentioned that there was a girl in the Gulf under 18 women's tournament that really stood out, and the UAE National Schools tournament for the first time had their final on pitch one in front of the whole crowd. If you could just tell us a little bit about those and what those signified this weekend.
Yeah, it's probably been the best ever year, actually, for Emirati rugby, which until very, very recently just had it was non-existent. If there were any players who were Emiratis involved in the sevens, then they were just sort of independently playing. But now they had a final on the Saturday in front of the packed crowd on pitch one of the school's final. And I must say, I was a little bit sceptical about that because I didn't realise Emirati rugby at that level had advanced to the point it had, and I was a little bit nervous that they might get shown up on the main field in front of all those people. But to be quite honest, the standard was very, very passable, and a good game was played out where clearly, it showed that Emirati rugby is making progress in the Gulf Under 18s girls tournament. It's an absolutely fantastic story. The Dubai Exiles won it, and Sophie Shams is a young girl who we've sort of followed her career quite closely, even though she's only 15 now. She sort of first came to our attention when she was at primary school. She was captain of the boys' team because she was the best player in the team and also the toughest player in the team, a very good leader. And then she, because of how school kids rugby works, she wasn't allowed to play in mixed teams anymore after a certain age. So she was worried that she literally used to, at that age, her mum would take her to ballet and then she'd literally take her from her ballet lessons to rugby training. She'd be changing from her tutu into her rugby boots. And so she had so many strings to her bow that the fact that she wasn't able to play mixed rugby anymore, there was a concern that she might drift away from the sport and might not want to pursue rugby anymore. But she's played in this tournament on the weekend, was the outstanding player, scored the winning try in the final against the Hurricane. And she was knocking people over. This is an under-18s tournament. And she was knocking people over as a 15-year-old. And they were getting up and telling her she was being too rough with them. It's absolutely brilliant to see. And her father's Emirati, so there's a lot of ingredients in that story that make it pretty good.
Well, thanks again then, Paul, just for joining me and giving us the rundown on what happened this weekend. Sounds like it was, once again, this is obviously one of the biggest events on the UAE sporting calendar, if not the biggest event every year, just in terms of overall participation, in terms of, fan enjoyment. So it's always good to hear from you what the scene was like.
Cheers, Jerry.
Cheers. Again, this has been Extra Time. I'm John Raymond. I've been joined by Paul Radley. You can find the podcast on the National Sport Twitter, which is at SPRT National UAE, or the National Multimedia Twitter account, which is at NSV UAE. This has been produced by Marwan Alhamadi and the National Multimedia Desk. Thanks for listening.